This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We are at the end of February, February 27th, 2021. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter, behind the hermetically sealed glass or whatever glass it is. You know, did you know that they, you want some trivia out there? Did you know that the glass, so Cal can't hear us, we can't hear him, is tilted slightly in radio studios. Did you guys know that? It's not straight up and down. It's tilted, right, Cal?
Yes, just in order slightly. To avoid audio reflecting off of it, it helps soundproof the both sides of our hermetically sealed room here.
That's exactly right. We can see you, but we can't hear what you're doing in there. But what a wonderful day today. It is a beautiful spring day. I was talking to some friends of mine that are still have snow in their boots, and we've got the popcorn coming on the trees. We've got
our Utah affiliates will know exactly what that reference is.
Yes, popcorn popping on the apricot tree right now, and it's really, really beautiful. Sorry, those people are still stuck in the snow. I hope people are okay in Texas and the East Coast that are still struggling to get out of that cold weather. We feel for you. We hope all is well. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, but really sometimes informational type of show on the earth. And the reason I say that is that we have a lot of people that email us, ask us legal questions. We can't answer your legal questions. You know, if you've got to look at one of the attorneys, or if you want to hire a specific law firm to handle something for you, that's a different story. But to email, say, hey, I have this situation, what should I do? We cannot answer those. We get a number of those constantly and love to help, but we're talking about general topics of law. You seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Look, we're just having fun on this show and talking about some fun topics. We're going to talk today about auto insurance companies are being sued for not giving, quote, enough money back because of the decrease in claims and accidents. Taylor Swift in a theme park. I have some very interesting takes on this, because I know this theme park. In fact, one of our sponsors, literally you can walk to this theme park from one of our sponsors' main facilities, which, by the way, if you look at my Instagram, Twitter, it's Frederick Penny or Frederick on some of them. You'll see me at these stores at the grand openings that I flew in for. And literally this theme park you can walk to from these facilities. We got to talk about a lawyer's pants on fire. We're going to follow up on that case. And it's interesting that Todd and I were talking before the show started, and first thing he says, we've got a few Fourth Amendment issues there?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. And, well, you know what?
Don't divulge.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is we covered something similar to this before with this guy when his pants caught on fire. And every time I see that, I keep thinking of what did we say when we were kids? Liar, liar, pants on fire. And
actually, pants on fire where? In court.
In court.
While he's in the middle of a trial.
Look, folks, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. You cannot make this stuff up.
Yes.
If you did, if you tried to make a movie based on this, nobody, you wouldn't be able to sell it, because everybody would say, there's no way anybody believe that can happen. So we just wait. And it's Florida.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. That's cool. We got to talk about Bruce Springsteen's DUI or DWI. It's very interesting stuff. You pegged it last week. You didn't say it out loud, but you said it behind the scenes to us. You pegged that one. We got to briefly talk about Tiger Woods' accident and some issues there. But here's the interesting thing, Cal. I want you to listen to this, too. This is very important.
Okay, I'm ready.
So today, and I think we need to have something different. Sometimes you have to just flat out do something a little bit left of the box or right of the box, okay? And this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to tell you a story, what happened this morning to me, and I want callers to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, and tell us a similar situation that happened to you. I can't believe it. I think all the time. I think of what I'm doing with my cases, with my practice, with business, with Radio Law Talk, and as I was driving here this morning, I pulled up, and I said, what the heck? Cal, because Cal's car wasn't there. Todd's wasn't there. I said, oh, my gosh, what did I do? And I looked up Cal, and I was at my other office. I'm like, what the heck? What? I showed up to the wrong office. I turned around and went back to our studio, which is at a different facility. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Luckily, it's only about 15 minutes away. And so I drove to me. I drove back here.
Said, luckily, that has never happened to me until I had a stroke.
What? Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's just crazy, Cal, what has happened. And,
isn't it funny?
And, yeah. And so those of you who are thinking about it, just give us a call and tell us.
Look, you want to know what's weird about that, Fred?
Yeah.
You were driving the whole time on some sort of semi-autonomous autopilot.
Right. No. And driving safely, too.
Yeah.
And it's just, but it was just, I was thinking, and it's just. And it wasn't like, you know, you notice you're on the wrong road. Oh, my gosh. No, I was literally pulling up to the, I was in the parking lot, pulling up and going,
now, listen, listen. I do take exception to the driving safely comment. Only because I have this anecdote from, it's got to be like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was driving, it was the early morning, I clearly had the lane to turn left, and I go to start my turn, and this car barrels through, and as it barrels through, I look to my left, I almost got hit by this car, and it is Fred Benny. I'm like, dude, you almost hit me.
The one guy who does not want to get in a traffic accident.
Well,
but you know, if you saw
Todd's car, you'd want to get in front of it, too.
Look, my car is like the...
Stuff was falling off, tires.
You would have sent him a thank you note if he'd hit you.
I just hit my car.
I'm going to drive that thing till the wheels fall off, which might be next Tuesday.
It's too late.
Cal, you're saying what?
Oh, that was all I was going to say was the strange thing about all of that is that as you drive in that zone, you really think you're driving safely, but you don't know.
What's scary about that, too, though, Cal, is like I always do this. I'm driving, and I got to get the exit. You know how you've got like two or three cars? It's like, do I go ahead, behind, middle, between?
Right.
And then you got to get on the exit.
Got to get the timing right.
And you pull up, and you're just like... They honk at you. I'm like, what do you want me to do? You want me to go ahead? Want me to go 100 miles an hour and get ahead of you guys? Slam my brakes on so the guy rear ends me and get behind? Or do I got to go between the two of you? I don't know what to do.
Tough decision.
So here's a question. Yeah. So you're driving. Let's see. You're driving and you're looking for a location you have never gone before.
Oh, that's worse.
And there's music playing in your car. Do you turn the music down so that you can see better?
Yes, of course. Come on, what do you mean, do
listen,
you?
Listen, people make fun of that. I see these memes about that all the time. But here's what I have learned about the way our brain works. We process information at a rate of about 120 megabytes per second. It's like as a server. Having a conversation with somebody and you don't know what they're going to say takes up about 70 megabytes per second. That's how much it really taxes your brain. So, yeah, if you're driving and you got music coming in and that is... competing for the hard disk space, you turn the music down so you can concentrate. Absolutely.
I just have to get more broadband internet in my head. That's all.
Well, the problem is my head, I have 30 megabytes because I'm older, and they're full. And I don't have a terabyte or anything. So the problem is and it's not dumping all the old stuff out. You know how you can erase? It won't erase. I'm trying. Trying to stuff where I've seen Todd before that's like, I want to erase and never see that again.
Kids these days have like these i7 multi-core processors. I'm still running the old 286 SX laptop from the 90s.
And a new country song, Oh Lord, I Need a New Operating System. Please reboot the Windows of Heaven.
All right, let's do that. Keep your seatbelts on and join us for the next hour, Case or No Case.
Yep, stay tuned. When we come back, Case or No Case, traffic accidents in the news. That's when we continue right here on Radio Law Talk. So you stay there, and we'll be right back.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, I didn't quite hear what you said. Something about auto accidents in the... I thought you said in the news or in the nude?
No, not in the nude.
I thought you said
auto accidents in case or no case.
Okay. I thought you said in the nude. I was like, wow, that was pretty interesting. I thought that. I don't know.
Well, that's the latest report on Todd Kuhnin's latest traffic accident. There was it was Nude Thursday, and Todd's out for a little spin. And
all right, let's hear your pitch.
You know, sometimes that happens.
That's what I'm saying.
He usually has nowhere.
Now it's time to play. Make it happen. Case or no case.
All right. The date was February 2nd, 1949, Groundhog Day. William was driving home from work on a foggy, cold Texas evening, icy, with his wife. They came upon a bridge that was covered with ice. William slowed down to 25 miles an hour on Highway 80, but a Greyhound bus coming on the other way was doing about 50 after having just passed a truck. As the bus got to the bridge, it careened toward them and they collided on the bridge. William instinctively threw himself across his wife in the passenger seat, a move that saved both of their lives. She suffered only minor injuries. He broke his collarbone, pelvis, left ankle, and rib, and was hurt so badly that his doctors told him he would never work again, perhaps never even walk. William saw this as a two-pronged issue. One, he said the Greyhound bus driver, in his opinion, was clearly at fault. And two, the engine from his brand-new black Cadillac he was driving came through the passenger compartment so forcefully as to push the steering wheel through the driver's seat. It was the engine that caused all of his injuries. So William, who was a highly paid athlete and executive, decided to seek counsel to see if he might have a case, which is what I have for you. Case or no case? And I think we're going to start with you, Fred. This is right up your alley of expertise, my friend.
Yes, because in 49 I was alive trying cases.
Well, no, that's not the point. But the point is this types of things come up, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, you want to hear a little bit of facts? Here's some facts.
Yeah.
That in the Corvair, I believe the 1969 Corvair, had issues with people being injured because the steering wheel comes back into people upon impact. It wasn't just the Corvair, a number of cars. So then that's when they started doing, I don't know if it was then or before or soon after that, they were doing the collapsible steering
wheel. They developed a steering wheel that basically
collapses.
Had,
yeah, that collapses either down or, that just crunches.
Right.
And nowadays, the new vehicles are made to, I don't know if people know that, they're made to collapse out. So say you're the area you're sitting in, I'm going to call it the box, where the front and back passengers are, the doors and everything should not necessarily come in and crush. They should go out when there's impact. So it's very interesting. There's experts that look at this and do this, and I want to be careful what I say, but I do know some of the most the safest vehicles out there, even no matter what Consumer Reports or whatever. I know the ones. That's the ones my kids drive, and everyone gets mad. Why do your kids drive such a nice vehicle? And it's bigger. And I said, because it's the one I know that is the safest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people do, and I'm not here to lecture, but I'm going to say, what is the first thing people do when their kid's driving a car? What's the first thing they say? Oh, I got to get my kid a car. He's brand new. What do they say?
Better get one that's safe. Going to get a big one.
No, it's the opposite. Yeah. Most people say the opposite. You're right, Cal. You're smart.
Yeah.
Most of them say, I'm going to give them a little one. They're easier to drive.
Bad idea.
Yeah. No, get them the bigger, safer one because, yes, you're right. They're going to, my daughter, I still remember, there's a couple of parking lot accidents she got into because the vehicle she's driving was just too big. Mm-hmm. But doggone it, when an accident comes, she's going to be safe.
Well, the irony, though, he hasn't given his answer yet. We're getting a little off topic, but if you get a 16-year-old a bigger car, like an SUV that's supposed to be, the insurance rate's going to be higher than if you get him some little dinky four-cylinder Ford Focus, right?
True, too.
Because it's more powerful. And so they're looking at it from the standpoint of, well, you put a 16-year-old guy behind the wheel of a V8 that can thromp on it, and the accidents are going to, I guess statistically that's borne out, but still.
Yeah. True, I get it. I don't fault people because I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
It's less expensive. People, obviously, I can probably afford it a little more than
mm-hmm.
others, and I get it. But if you can figure ways, there are bigger vehicles and safer vehicles that are older, that are still reasonably priced.
You mean like a pickup truck?
Cal, I'm glad you say that.
Yeah.
A pickup truck, because their center of gravity is a little higher.
Yeah.
Now they have more tendency to roll over. That's another issue you got to talk about. So then there's safety in one instance, but then it's a little more dangerous in rollovers.
You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yeah, so anyways, but my point is look into that. So let's talk about this case.
So what about William?
I think this is a true case. I don't remember, I don't know of this case, in I-80, it could be anywhere in the United States. February 2nd, 49. Is that the first, products liability case against a vehicle manufacturer, which, by the way, is very difficult. Those are long, drawn-out cases. I'm going to say it's a case, and he wins because the engine probably did come back into him. Then they had issues of rollovers with crushing of the ceilings, crushing on people, and the pillars collapsing. So I'm going to say yes, this is a case, and he wins.
Cal, all right.
I'm going to say it's one of the first ones. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think that's a good guess. Mr. Kunin, what say you? Is this a case or no case, my friend?
Well, just to pick up, I just got a couple minutes. A lot of people think, okay, if you buy the older big car, that's going to be safe. Go on YouTube and look up the slow motion crash tests of the big older cars from the 50s versus one today.
With a metal dashboard.
Yes, and the ones today are far safer.
Oh, they've got airbags too.
Yeah, they've got all the stuff, but just the crumple zones, you think the steel, you're like in a tank, everything's fine. Nope. Those things were, there's a reason they have it.
But, well, I hate to interrupt, but what it does is it puts the steel can't handle the collapse, so the body takes it. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to say that this is a case.
Okay.
All right. Now, I guess the question is does he prevail against the bus
manufacturer
or against the manufacturer of the car?
Yes.
And just because where we're at right now, I'm going to say that he does not prevail. But this is what spurs on a lot of changes in the safety protocols for vehicles. So,
that's a good one.
So he doesn't prevail, but it has a catalytic effect.
The best part, Cal, about this is we can probably beat Denise at this.
Probably so, but she would be keeping score. So, Fred, I'm going to put this on you today. Please keep score. Yeah, this is a case that echoed down through history and, by the way, resounds in our time.
Wow.
How's that possible, you ask? Well, I'll tell you when we come back as the show continues. Yeah. All right, Fred and Todd, stay tuned because there's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the answer to case or no case, one that you'll go, oh, man, I knew that, right after this. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half.
USA Radio News.
A third COVID relief check could be on the way. The American Rescue Plan approved Saturday morning in the House by just 7 votes. It now moves to the Senate. The almost $2 trillion bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for Americans who make less than $75,000 a year. West Virginia Republican Carol Miller, though, among those opposing the bill.
I raise bison. I know bull when I see it, and I know manure when I see it. Less than 10% of this so-called stimulus package actually focuses on the pandemic.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill's passage means help is on the way. But GOP House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the bill's passage means the swamp is back. McCarthy may expand on those comments today at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. McCarthy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem among those to speak today. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boys are weird. Oh, that's down.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
All right, Cal. We were talking earlier about your case or no case. And
yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, teen drivers and safety and those issues with this vehicle that you talk about. And I want to bring up a couple quick stats. Can I do that really quick? I just looked them up. I knew there were these stats.
Please do.
So let's talk about these stats. The first thing is, let's see, according to safetyinsurance.com, nationwide, about 43% of first-year drivers and 37% of second-year drivers are involved in car crashes. That's pretty high.
Really?
Yeah, and then you've got the CDC that basically says, well, the highest risk, obviously, is teens from 16 to 19 males and of getting in an accident or actually being seriously injured. So that's why you've got to be very careful. That's why everyone's like, why are my insurance rates so high when my kids get on? Statistically, you're about 43%.
Yeah, flip a coin, right?
Yeah, almost. So go ahead and tell us, just do the quick facts and let's tell me.
All right, so the quick facts are William was driving home from work with his wife and on an icy road in Texas. This is the first time Texas has gotten cold, by the way. Got on a bridge and the vehicle is encountered with a Greyhound bus on the bridge. The Greyhound bus and his brand new Cadillac collide. The motor comes back, compromises his leg, his ankle, you know, his right side. By the way, heard that before? The luxury vehicle, the engine coming through and taking out the leg and ankles, Tiger Woods, right? Heard that before?
Right, we're going to talk about. By the way, and this is 1949.
1949.
Talking about.
The interesting thing about this is Tiger Woods referenced this accident before his, when people said, Tiger, what a great comeback you have after back surgery. And he said, well, you may say that, but my comeback is nothing when compared to that of William Ben Hogan,
Wow. Oh, Ben golfer, Hogan.
Who after his accident, won a remarkable 9 championships in professional golf after his hideous accident. And as far as I know, and I searched everywhere I could, no lawsuits were filed against Cadillac or Greyhound in the matter. So great comeback. And unfortunately,
zero
for you guys,
for us.
No case.
That was a good one, Cal.
That was really good.
That was right up there.
Well, I thought it was keeping with the headlines. And
Ben Hogan.
Yeah, and of course, as you would say, well, sure, he was more from your time. Well, I was minus 3 at that time. That's not the point. Next time, here you are talking about theme parks, and I have a theme park called Adventure Point. Next time on Case or No Case. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Case or No Case for this hour.
That's a theme park? Adventure? Oh, sorry, I'm getting that confused. Inspiration Point, which is the place that they always went on Happy Days.
Whole different thing.
Yeah, okay, got it, got
Inspiration
it.
Point. I never went there. I didn't get the girls like you did, Tom.
No, I didn't either. It was a reference on Happy Days, the old sitcom.
Yeah, in Rexburg, Idaho, they call it Giraffe Hill. You'll have to figure that out yourself sometime.
I want to know that later, Cal.
Okay.
Giraffe Hill. Well, look, let's jump ahead, because we've got a certain, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. We got lawsuits filed against the auto insurance companies. But let's jump ahead with the Tiger Woods, what we're going to talk about second hour. But you brought it up, Cal. So here's a couple of interesting things. So Tiger Woods, obviously, he was just getting over back surgery, correct, Todd?
He was.
And he was at an event that he apparently was part of, or I don't know if he sponsored or was the host. I don't know to what degree
he was. Probably a paid appearance, what it seemed like to me.
Yeah, whatever it is, he was there. And what's interesting is the vehicle he was in is the new Genesis. What do they call it? An SV90 or whatever it is. My daughter's actually looking at getting one. Those are really, my understanding, a really nice vehicle.
Luxurious, and apparently in Tiger Woods' case, it turned out as well as it could under the circumstances.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so he was driving it, and you could see on the side of the car. What happens is when you go to these golf tournaments, those of you who've never done this, the celebrities and or the golfers receive a vehicle to use for the week. And it says on the side, Genesis, and what else does it say next to it? But International, Genesis International. So he's driving this, and apparently he goes off the road. This is apparently an area.
Oh, and then the dealer has a sale afterward, by the way. Celebrity golf vehicles. They sell them afterward for a good deal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Especially say this is Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are they going to sell this one? As is condition, but you know who is driving
price.
It.
You know, you laugh. They might buy it and then keep it exactly the way it is.
Think of that, right?
I'm telling you, so. But it's interesting where this accident where this accident occurred apparently is an area that is quite dangerous in the first place. There's been quite a few accidents coming around a corner and went off the road, apparently hit a tree, rolled multiple times. And I'm telling you, after we talked about your case or no case, Cal, if you look at this vehicle, I want you to look at it. Those of you,
it's amazing.
Look at the cab area that he was in. It is still basically intact. I mean, not completely, but that's how they build them now to keep that pod, I'm going to call it, complete.
Which is interesting because you had mentioned something during our case or no case where you talked about how in Ben Hogan's case, the engine came through.
Correct.
And came in there.
Right.
And although it's similar that there was an accident, looking at this picture, the engine did not come through.
It goes up. Notice it went up?
Yes. Yeah.
And it goes up or it goes down?
And so the car crumpled, but it crumpled as designed so that the occupant of the vehicle is still protected from the machinery in the front.
The crumpling still got his legs. But here's the interesting thing. I learned this many years ago just from my TV work. In the old days, if there was a head-on collision between a vehicle not so designed, the engine compartment would come through, and the fatalities many times were from people's legs
bleeding out.
Yeah, the leg bones being driven into the chest and causing aortic bleeding and rupture.
Or they bleed out, Cal, while they're in there because they hit the arteries. Let me tell you right now, and you say that, Cal, but you don't know. I'll tell you one thing that I see in auto accidents all the time with the 28 years experience.
Yeah, you know better.
You impale your legs on the dash.
Yeah.
That your legs, a lot of times you go up and you're sliding a little bit. Even though seatbelt's holding, you're sliding and your legs go up and bam, you just, you impale that dash really hard.
And you've got arteries in your legs, as Tiger did. Yep. I'm just amazed that, I mean, he's blessed to be alive, first off.
Right. Yeah. But if he was driving a not-so-safe small car, he probably wouldn't have admitted. But anyway, why are we talking about this? A couple of things that were interest to me. As Todd's a criminal lawyer, a former prosecutor, and I'm a personal injury lawyer for 28 years. And the interesting thing I find here is the first thing is they start talking about the dangerous road. I mean, this is a road that people have accidents on, and I want to bring this comment up. Everyone's like, oh, sue the city, sue the county. Not so easy. There's government codes. Every state's different that protect the city from design defects, even if it's a design defect.
This particular stretch of road actually is so dangerous, I will say. The first car to stop to offer to render assistance to Woods was subsequently hit by another car coming over. It wasn't a major accident, but still, the visibility at that specific because of that at that specific location, the visibility that could be called into question.
And I keep thinking they do a lot of tricks now to slow you down. They'll put little bumps or other things like that, so you'll drive over, boom, boom, boom. You know, do other things to wake you up and slow you down. But apparently, I mean, how would you like to be a county counsel, a lawyer for the county, and have your sheriff go, oh, yeah, that's a dangerous stretch of road. All of a sudden, he's opening his,
And I do this, and we sue counties and cities, but it's difficult. You have to, even with some design defects, if they knew about it, a lot of times the government code still protects them from a design defect.
Hmm.
And again, doesn't mean you can't, there's ways to get around it, which we work on, but it's not as simple as people think, oh, just sue the counties, sue the city.
Yeah.
But here, what the there's a number of interesting things. The first thing is, they kind of first said, oh, there's nothing going on here. It was just an accident. But now they're saying they're definitely going to investigate. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. So the sheriff, look, when this accident first occurred, and you guys know this because I sent you guys text messages during the week about this. Listen, Tiger Woods had microdiscectomy surgery in December. I'm very familiar with this surgery, having had it twice myself, in the exact same spot.
Wow.
On the spine. I know for a fact that if you had surgery in December, you are probably still taking prescribed pain medication for that injury.
Well, we don't know that. We're not saying
some CNN anchor speculated. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, and this is where I want to be clear, okay? There's only one substance, that if it is in your system at or above a certain level, you can be DUI, and that substance is alcohol. It's the only substance, if you are 0.08 or higher, you can be DUI. If it's any other substance, especially a prescribed medication, if you had that, you have to prove, the state would have to prove, that you were so impaired because of that substance that you could not exercise the caution of a sober person. And that's why you have on the pill bottle, it says, do not operate motor vehicle until you know how this affects you.
Right.
Somebody can drive with that in their system if it doesn't affect them. This could just be an accident. I'll follow up on this when we get back, because some statements that were made, but just because if they do find it was there, it doesn't mean he was under the influence from a legal standpoint.
We'll be back.
It's interesting stuff. This is the Radio Law Talk program. Stay tuned. We'll continue in a bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Since 1960, power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the
word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we're talking about Tiger Woods' accident in California this past week, and I hope he's doing. I heard he's doing better. Wonderful. And by the way, I do this for a living, and you do. You prosecute DUIs. We're not saying that.
Fred and I handle these cases, but right. In different arenas. Right. I handle it on the. In this case here, the most potential is if there was ever a DUI, I would handle something like this on a DUI.
Right.
Fred handles it on the personal injury side.
Yeah. What's interesting about this is I'm jumping in, and I want to go back to what you were saying, but let me jump in on one issue here. What's interesting about his career, and again, we hope everything's going to be fine, but I know the injury he suffers because I've represented people in those type of cases with those injuries. He's got rods, pins, screws in his legs, you know, that, and sometimes they don't even take him out there and they're for a long time.
Gorilla glue?
Yeah.
That's well, I don't know about Gorilla, yeah, well.
Okay, well, sorry, that's in his hair.
That was too easy, sorry.
I do know his representative was quoted as saying that, spoke with Tiger, and one of the first things he said was, I do not want my career to end this way. So the statement was, if there's a will, there's a way. If it's possible for me to come back and play again, I'm not hanging up my spurs because of this unless I am physically incapable of doing it.
Yeah, which asks the metaphorical question, well, who does?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is Todd brought up is right away the sheriff, we're talking about the sheriff and the highway patrol officers, they're all there and investigating. Who takes over the investigation? And Todd and I are bantering back and forth. And sometimes it's CHP, sometimes it's sheriff. Usually, definitely when it's a fatal, CHP brings what's called their mate in, which is basically their engineers, their experts.
Accident recreation.
Yeah.
Mate is an acronym for major accident investigation team.
Right.
And CHP has a really good one.
Right.
And they're trained. And so yes, if there were injuries to somebody other than Tiger Woods, a third party was seriously injured or killed as a result of this, definitely the mate team would come in to be looking into this. Right?
Or if a police car was going quickly down that road and got themselves similarly in trouble, and that kind of thing happens as well, mate would be there almost immediately.
Right. But right now, just let's, again, and we cannot stress this enough, these are allegations we're talking hypothetically.
Right.
Talking hypothetically. But let's say, hypothetically, through all of this, the local jurisdiction decided to file a driving under the influence charge because they found some substance or something. The most Woods would be looking at is a misdemeanor in this case because it is nobody else was injured. The only person injured was him. So it's not a DUI with injury when the only person injured was the person driving. Okay, so it wouldn't be a felony for that.
But there's more than 300 in property damage. How does that
it doesn't,
square
it, up? Well, it doesn't matter with that because it wasn't a hit and run.
Right.
I mean, hit and run with property damage, you could look at this kind of
thing.
Stuff. But
yeah.
This here, you still don't have that. Again, property damage would not convert a DUI from a misdemeanor to felony. The only thing that makes a DUI, assuming no other injuries to anybody else, a felony versus a misdemeanor, the only thing is the number of prior DUI instances you have.
Really?
Now, he had the one that occurred in Florida.
Right.
Okay? And
but that doesn't apply in another state.
It may.
I don't know.
It can be prior, but here's the thing. Even if it was, that's only one.
Right.
In order for it to be a felony in the state of California, you have to have three prior DUIs within a 10-year period. Of the date of this offense. So you would take the date of this accident, go back 10 years, and if he had three priors within that period, then this could be a felony. That's the only way it could
would
be a felony.
Would that count as a third, or would this be three plus this one? Probably
it's
dumb question.
Three priors, and then this is your next DUI. So this is the fourth.
Now, it doesn't matter that nobody was hurt. That does it apply even if nobody was hurt?
Look, on a DUI, again,
we're talking general, not specifically his.
The only thing that makes it a felony is if you have the required number of prior DUIs within a 10-year period.
Got it.
And so, I mean, and the reason why I say that is at the end of the day, when you ask yourself, are they going to send out the mate team, the investigation team, to do all this when nobody was injured other than Tiger Woods, and at best he's looking at a misdemeanor? If everything, I don't know if they sent a mate out on that.
He is a celebrity, so the answer is yes. They brought in a crane to get the vehicle up so they could inspect it while as it hung in the air, the underneath and the top and all of that. And I think they said mate was right out there.
And well, so
here's the thing. Let's just go back to. I want you to go back to. It sounds like there was no alcohol here, probably, but
it was talk, it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Let's talk about prescription drugs.
Sure.
Tell us, even in any person, we're not talking about this specific case, what the issue is there about can you be DUI with prescription drugs?
Yes, the DUI laws are written that it is against the law to drive under the influence of alcohol or any other substance that may impair you for purposes of driving.
And every state's a little bit different.
Yes, right. But usually they have those. Now, the only thing that has what we call a strict liability, if a substance is present in your system at a certain amount, you're DUI, and the only one is alcohol. If alcohol is found in your system while driving at or above 0.08, whether you can hold your liquor or not, whether you're a career alcoholic and nobody would ever know, or if it's 0.08 or higher for alcohol, you're DUI. Every other substance, they have to prove that the substance was there and that it impaired you to the extent that you could not operate that vehicle safely. And
this
so,
is California,
California,
but other states are very maybe similar.
This is a very uniform. We're going to see this kind of in the Bruce Springsteen case when we come.
Was the accident implicit proof that he couldn't handle the vehicle?
Not necessarily.
No, he could have been looking down at dropped a hamburger and leaning down to pick it up.
Or a cell phone.
The majority of people that get into accidents do so and have no substance at all that impairs them.
Here's another key with this, and you may think this is dumb, but it's not, because my motorcycle accident was caused by the same thing. An unfamiliar vehicle. So
sure,
now he's got buttons and dials and stuff that he's not super familiar with. It's very possible that this could have been a distracting factor.
I would say there's that.
Different road
that he's not familiar with, and the fact that there is evidence that he was in a hurry. And here's the evidence. There was a director, and there's a show called Grownish. And the director and his crew were staying at the same resort that Tiger Woods was staying at. And the director has said that that morning, just before the accident, he told everybody, "I almost got hit by Tiger Woods." Because Tiger, apparently his vehicle was being blocked in by somebody else. And from this director's perspective, it looked like Woods was in a hurry to get somewhere. And he couldn't get his vehicle out and had to wait for somebody to move their car before he could leave. And then when he barreled out, almost hit this director's car.
This is what
the director is saying, and then Woods left. So that would be evidence that, you know, Woods may have had somewhere that he was trying to get and trying to get there in a hurry. Speed may have been a factor. Speed as in the velocity of the vehicle, not a substance.
The LA sheriff said that
may have been a factor here. Look, those are all things that can be factors to an accident. It doesn't necessarily mean your DUI, even if they found substances in his system, if that comes back. Now, interestingly enough, Fred, you talked about the sheriff and statements that the sheriff made. Now, the first statements I read from the sheriff were, "It's just an accident. We don't suspect that he's alcohol or drugs played any factor in this, played any part in this." However, subsequent statements, this is from the Wall Street Journal article that we read.
26th.
He's kind of walked that back a little bit.
Really?
Because now the sheriff, Villanueva, said that
this is what the Wall Street Journal said.
There were no immediate signs of impairment.
Right.
But Villanueva said that his, Tiger Woods, condition and signs of being under the influence of narcotics, alcohol, or medicine would be the subject of an investigation.
Now they're going to investigate.
Well, that's smart.
If the CHP has taken the lead, I think somebody goes back to the sheriff and has to say, hold on a second here. We know that Tiger Woods had microdiscectomy surgery in December.
Pump the brakes, so to speak.
Okay. We know that happened. Right. And there's probably a possibility, maybe even a probability, that he's still taking prescribed pain medications. Don't know for certain, but there's a better than average chance that is here.
What are we going to
have egg on our face if we get a toxicology report coming back. And look, that doesn't mean he's DUI, but it certainly makes things hard when you, as the sheriff, are saying, we're not even investigating this.
Well, let's just say the kids still have a dad.
Yes.
Everything in that accident turned out, all things considered, as as it possibly could. And I think we need to be thankful
Good
for that.
Tiger.
Absolutely.
Good for Tiger. Well, okay, when we come back, hour two, we're going to have more fun and do a case or no case and get into the auto lawsuits, and we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. I've got a very interesting take on the Taylor Swift being sued and now suing back. We'll talk about that.
Radio Law Talk will continue in about 6 minutes right here on your favorite radio station, many of them, and also live on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability.
That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.